a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. This is the time that we spend together, just you and me, buddies, going through this journey called life together. And thank you for allowing me to poke and prod and ask questions, make you think about your life. Hopefully, a lot of times it brings a sense of optimism and pleasure. And yeah, I can do this. Yes, there is so much more inside of me. I do have the power. Just need to focus on a few more things. Hopefully, when you listen to this Morning Connection podcast, those feelings, those emotions, those thoughts are going through your head. Thank you for allowing me to bring those thoughts, emotions, feelings into your life. I appreciate the fact with so many people out there who want your attention. Information is not a problem these days with the internet, with Google searches. I mean, it's not about information anymore. It's about this connection that we can create where you can find one person to help you, guide you, mentor you, to take you into an area of their life where they've just dissected. They broke it apart. They thought about it in a million different ways, and they came out the other side with so many distinctions and strategies and ways of looking at that particular area of life that can save so much time, frustration, anxiety, angst, that it would take you effort to take you to go through that process. And I want to be that person for you, doing something that I love to do. And just caught up in the growth process, obviously you're a person who is the same way to listen to a podcast like this one every single day. Sometimes I know that you don't have those positive thoughts and emotions. Sometimes, sometimes this is boring, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, I know what to do. I just can't get myself to do it. I really don't want to think about it. I don't need to hear the same thing over and over and over again. And maybe you slice it up and a lot of different ways. I don't need that. I just need to get to work, right? I understand that feeling too. I can't tell you all the hours that I invested learning from great mentors myself about this mental stuff, this emotional stuff that I talk about every single day in the Morning Connection podcast. Falling asleep, right? Falling asleep because I've just heard it before. I realize, though, it's one of those things that even in those times I didn't realize it, it put me one little step forward into experience more in life, achieving more things in life, getting that one step closer to that happiness and fulfillment that we're all looking for and that we will continue to look for. And even when we think we get there, there's always that higher level. Things change. Our perspective changes. We're on this perpetual journey, right? It's endless, right? And we just have to love it so much. I take this role really seriously, as you know. I will not let you down. Happen to be doing this podcast an hour early. It's 3:30 a.m. right here in the West Coast when I do this Morning Connection podcast. This morning, Morning Connection podcast number 181. Got going out of town for a business trip, stretching myself, taking myself to a whole new area. Not necessarily loving this process, being away from my family. I just know, got to shake it up. I got to find just another way to get towards that dream board, that goal, those feelings, those emotions for myself, my family, my family's family. Got to do whatever it takes, right? Right? Working hard sometimes isn't enough, right? And what are you doing that you don't want to do for the greater good? Not including this podcast, right? Right now, maybe. Right? What are you doing that's shaking things up? You can easily look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm a hard worker. I work harder than most. Yeah, maybe I'm not getting the results that I want as quickly as I want, but I've got this pattern. Nobody works as hard as me. Ask anyone. What I want to ask you in this podcast, do you get that A for effort, right? You know, you work hard. And sometimes I might, as you're someone to talk about this stuff with, you know, I talk about, especially a lot of people are consumed with what other people might think of them, right? the approval of other people, it creeps into everything they do, all the decisions that they make. Am I good enough? All right. Should I be here? Am I being judged? Right. And that happens in obvious ways. Some people can really admit that that creeps too much into their daily thoughts and actions, and it affects their daily thoughts and actions. Some people don't realize how much that has that impact on the way they think, and those thoughts lead to action and the results that they get. So when it comes to other people, I say, you know what? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about being perfect. People love passion. They love ambition. They love grit. They just love somebody who's in the process. You don't have to be perfect. You're just working hard to become your very, very best, right? You're getting up, scratching and clawing. They love people in the process. They love people who work hard, just giving it their all, right? That's what will impress most people. That they'll start rooting for if they see that sincere effort inside of you to really work hard and become your best. Here's the distinction, though. That's to get out of your own head. Quit worrying about people who may not even be judging you. They may not even care, no matter what you may think or you know how you're looking at that look that they're giving you. It may not mean anything at all. And when I say really go for it, don't worry. It's just a way for you to get out of that mindset, out of their head, and you're not even in their head. There's no way for you to be accurate. Many times you're not. You assume that that's what they're thinking or feeling. It's all about you and your journey. So when I tell you, they just are mostly concerned about someone who's just given their all, putting themselves through the process. It's a way to get back into you, your thoughts, your actions, your goals, your mindset, living life on your terms, your frame. All right? So that's the distinction. I'm really saying that to quit worrying about those other people and really concentrate on yourself. There is one philosophy that many people adopt, and it's really preached a lot too, is outwork, outwork, work hard, work hard, work hard. And you get that A for effort, so to speak. You know, you really are, you know, everybody may tell you that you're a hard worker. You put forth a lot of effort, right? And you don't need the other people to tell you. You know that. And actually, you take a lot of pride. That's part of your identity to be a hard worker. Am I hitting a chord with you? Is this making you feel, hey, that's me? Hey, trust me, I understand that feeling. That identity, that pride of being a hard worker is something, you know, that I've had with me for a long time until I matured a little bit and started stepping back and not valuing that hard work ethic in such high esteem as I did in the past, right? Because you can get an A for effort and only a C plus, so to speak, in productivity, right? What should you be critiquing yourself on, all right, is that productivity. Are you getting the results that you want, you really want? Right, the things that you really want in life. And, you know, we play that game sometimes where we rationalize and we settle for results that are so far under what we could really do, that we're really capable of. And sometimes the reason is because we know we gave it our best effort. Our best effort, and so we're complacent. Well, things work out when they work out. Everything happens for a reason. It's just not my time. There's a plan for everything, and this just isn't the time. Think about it. You put too much value on that effort, on that hard work. As you know, that creative process, that persistence, tenacity, you try it 10 ways, 10 good ways. You get yourself excited to do 10 different strategies to reach your goals. You're tenacious. You're determined. You're just like a pit bull, tenacious going towards your goal, right? Optimistic. Put your best effort in. You really work hard on those 10 things. What's the percentage that they're going to really work out to the level that you want? And then you find the 11th strategy, and that's the one that works. And I'm just throwing those numbers out, but you get what I'm saying. right? Working hard isn't necessarily an ingredient sometimes to find the most effective and efficient path that really gets you that achievement, that accomplishment, that result that you really want. If you are internally becoming too satisfied with just being a hard worker, knowing you give it your best effort, you may lose that edge to hurry up and try 10 different ways so you can find that 11th way that really works and really gets you what you want. You know, and I say this because from a guy who's worked really hard, that was too high of a requirement for me. It did make me too satisfied. I should have been focusing more on the actual result, not that I just worked hard. And I'm just putting it out there because that's something that I continually need to watch out for as I really go for those feelings and emotions, those goals and achievements, that vision that I'm working towards, not only for myself, but more for my family, my family's family, for you, the vision that I have for you. I can't just show up and do podcast every day and say, well, look, I work hard. You know, I get up every single morning at 4:30 a.m. I do these every morning at 4:30 a.m. I've been doing it for 100 podcasts in a row. I've been doing it 6 days a week. Right, and I've done this, and I've done this, and I come up with topics. I mean, what if it's not making the impact, it's not creating that value for you, right? If I'm not getting the listeners and the feedback, I mean, there's a certain amount of where you're not going to get instant gratification and feedback, and you know that's that game you play. But I continually have to ask myself, am I really making the impact that I want? Am I really creating the value that I want? Is there more that I could do? Is there more that I can do? And you won't do that if you're too proud of yourself for being a hard worker, giving yourself that A for effort. Sometimes you're only getting that C plus as far as the results go. I mean, I wonder if this is something that you can identify with. I definitely have had to devalue the importance of working hard. And that's me. That's my journey. I have a feeling if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this when you're really into personal development, maybe you've learned about me and you brought yourself over to the More Than Just Muscles podcast network from skiplacour.com on iTunes. It may have been from bodybuilding where, man, what I accomplished, what I documented on the bodybuilding and training journey, what a lot of people can relate to, a lot of people do themselves, is really work hard, right? Maybe it was through the Manformation program, right? Working hard is a great start, but I've really had to de-emphasize that and really focus on those results, not get too happy with, you know, just getting that A for effort. I wonder if you're the type of person to follow me over there. I wonder if this is something that you need to continually watch out for, and how do you measure that? It's funny that I wish that, you know, life wasn't such a challenging game, puzzle, combination lock, right? Because I know there's a lot of things that I'm saying right now. If you try to put things in either black and white, right or wrong, and you don't understand all the different shades of gray, this could be confusing. What are you talking about, Skip? Right, what more can I do than work hard? And I understand that. Now, and I was thinking about this as I was preparing for this podcast, is that if you had your choice between you really worked hard, I mean, you got up every single morning, you went to bed late at night, you gave your best effort, right? Maybe you weren't getting those results. Maybe you had that A for effort, but only a C plus in those results. Is that better than that person? And I've known people, I've coached people like this, is that they're constantly trying to cheat their way in, as I like to say. They are too far on the other end of the pendulum where they don't want to have any wasted effort. any wasted emotion, any wasted energy, pride, days, connection, suffering. They don't want any of that. They want to be as efficient as possible, save themselves from any of those negative things in the pursuit of their goals. And they take a lot of pride in saying, look, I'm just efficient. I am waiting for the right time. I don't want to expend all that extra energy when it's not necessary. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. See that in this whole bodybuilding and fitness world part of it is, right? You know, there's the champions who have worked hard. They've just been around for years and years and years. Let's say 10 years, and they've created a physique or this championship physique. And then, you know, there's a 21-year-old fitness expert who into the process and loving it. They have not even come close to putting themselves, not only through the 10 years, to the level of effort as that 10-year champion. And they totally would admit that. They don't believe that they put in that much effort as that champion. But they're so quick to criticize, oh, he's doing all this unnecessary effort. He's just a caveman. That's not scientific, right? It's just a whole bunch of wasted effort. Sure, he looks great. He's great despite all that effort, not because of all that effort. And at the same time, they do a good job of convincing themselves and anyone who would listen, people who, again, birds of a feather flock together. There's a certain group, you know, of people who are looking for the most efficient way, and they are too far, like I said, on the other end of the pendulum that they're not putting all that effort in, right? They're cheaping their way in, and they don't get the results, and then they, well, it wasn't meant to be. My genetics, this or that, whatever. Oh, I didn't want to do it anyway. Well, boy, getting into a hobby, a lifestyle like bodybuilding and training, just to say, well, I don't want to succeed at that level anyway, right? That's fine, but and they're spending a lot of time on a platform discussing their ideas and strategies. There's a lot of effort to put into something that you say you really don't really care about those results, right? So, man, I tell you this, and I have a feeling that, you know, person to listen to a podcast like this one, if you had to be one or the other, the guy who works really hard, that A for effort, but only gets a C plus as far as his productivity, if you had to be either him or the guy who cheaps his way in, doesn't realize his potential, he never maximizes that potential, he never achieves the results because he's always looking for the perfect strategy, the most efficient, and he doesn't realize it, but he's not even coming close to putting in the effort, taking the risk, taking the sacrifices with the time, the energy, and effort, risking his emotion, his ego, to hurry up and fail and look in the mirror. I failed. I got to come up with 10 more ways to figure this out. I'm pretty sure that you'd rather be the first one, the guy who works hard and does get the results, rather than the guy who is trying to be too efficient and gets the results, right? But the good thing about life, and this is, you know, the thing I constantly talk about, is that it's not one or the other. It's not black or white. You're either one or the other. Really, life is in that gray area. What shade are you? And is it working for you to the level that you want? You know, I used to have, I must have heard this somewhere. This wasn't something that I necessarily came up with. But there's a saying that says, where you show up in one area of your life, you show up in all areas of your life. I'm sure I might have even said that on podcast years ago or in my writing, motivational writing. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're in the gym and, I don't know, you slack on a few sets, you don't finish the entire workout, let's say, or you have a job, right? You get paid by an employer and you take shortcuts. You can get by with things. You know, you can show up later, leave early, or not give 100% of your energy and focus, your talents into the job you're assigned to do, and you can get away with it. You know, if you're that type of person, it's going to show up in all areas of your life. The good qualities that you have, the amazing discipline and creativity and execution that you put into one area of your life, it'll bleed over to all areas of your life. I mean, we're talking that would bleed over into fitness. It would bleed over into your work ethic and your relationships, how you handle money, how well you maintain your car. I mean, everything, where you show up in one area of your life, you'll show up in every area of your life. So make sure you bear down, give it your all. Well, you know, you could tell in the tone of my voice, those examples that I gave, is that that's not true at all. You can easily show up in one area of your life and be totally amazing because you love it. You've convinced yourself that's going to get you closer to your dream life. Or maybe it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that really isn't helping you get to that dream life, but you've convinced yourself that it's a Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe the emotion that you want is comfort. You want to stay away from intimacy and relationships or putting your ego on the line. And so you put your head down and really work towards something, right? And you can be totally amazing at that and suck at other areas, right? So that's not true where you show up in one area of your life. You show up in all areas of your life. I mean, that's a nice little motivational thing when you think about it. Good thing to tell your kids or, you know, tell yourself, hey, I got to bear down because that's where this will, it'll be, it'll carry over into all areas of my life, right? I guess, you know, if you believe that to be true and that helps you out, then continue to believe that. But think about that. I mean, there's areas of your life where you just totally suck. And you probably totally suck just because you haven't put a lot of attention into it, right? Or you're not certainly not as determined as those things that you finally figured out that you do better than most, and there's other areas that you think you're giving the attention and effort into, and you're not that great at it, right? You're showing up. It's just you haven't figured out that combination, how to allocate your time, energy, and effort. You haven't figured out the puzzle yet, right? So, yeah, you can show up to one area of your life and be amazing, and other areas of your life and suck, and you probably do. Right? So that's not necessarily true of everything, and it all ties in, all right, about what I'm talking about is, and the thing about it is I'm going to assume that you can relate to what I'm saying. Sometimes you put a little bit too much emphasis or you put too much value into working hard. Being a good person is what I say. I know a lot of people, oh, come on, I'm a good person. You know, you being a good person, you working hard, if you're not coming through, you're not coming through. And you taking too much pride and satisfaction in being a good person or working hard, that's not putting that pain, that emphasis to, so you get up 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early, you start doing the disciplines about planning your day and reviewing your day, pushing yourself to find one more way to step in somebody's shoes to meet their needs at a higher level. You're not going to do that. If you take that edge, that pain, you dull that pain, that angst by saying, I'm a hard worker. I give an A for effort. I'm a good person. Kind of the same thing I talk about. Think about that. Right? Do you put too much emphasis, too much value on being a hard worker, having that A for effort? Something I think about all the time with everything that I do. Everything that I do and the people in my life, I really get them to think about that too, as especially where if we're a team, business, my marriage, it's not about us being good people sometimes or being a hard worker. Although those are great qualities to have, that's not the end all be all. Can't lose sight of the results that you're after, right? See, and the thing about results, and this is something I talk about a lot, it's not about the big house on the hill. It's not about the big car. It's not about the big muscles or the ripped six-pack. You know, it's not even about having the relationship with that person of your dreams or the family. You know, it's about the feelings and emotions that come with it that are important to you. Somehow, some way, that house, if that's what you want, that car, if that's what you want, that body, if that's what you want, that relationship, if that's what you want, it's going to bring a set of feelings and emotions that you believe is what you want to experience most. It's not the event itself. Yeah, obviously, you can put one person in a big, gigantic house and it would mean one thing and not nearly as much to another person, right? So it's not the thing. It's not the dollar bills. It's none of those things. It's the feelings that you desire most. That's why you have to keep your eye on the prize. Many times you can be doing things like working hard, and all you want to do is to just know that I gave it my best shot. And that makes you feel good. To some people, knowing that they put in that hard day's work, it brings a set of feelings that they're after, which they don't know it. They say they want the feelings of getting that result, that just say big house or a nice car or that relationship. But working hard, it's the same feeling. They just don't realize it. That warm feeling of accomplishment or whatever. And so that's a peanut butter, and working hard, that could be that peanut butter and jelly sandwich feeling that curbs your hunger to get the real feeling of having the big achievement. And I guess it's how you look at it. If it's all about being happy, then maybe it's okay for you just to be a hard worker and being happy with that. I don't know. These are questions that you have to ask yourself. If this is really helping you get to those emotions and feelings that you really want, and not just the ones that feel good at the moment. Hey, what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Right? Just some small way you pushed yourself just a little bit past what you thought you would do. You know, yesterday I had a big order shipping out to the 5 warehouses for Mass Machine Nutrition to bodybuilding.com. I think that for me, it was getting my nephew involved and teaching him the process. This could go with the next question about what was that cool moment when life was pretty good. So these two are going to blend for me. And so, you know, we got this team. I organized it. Again, I'm going to get on a plane here in an hour or so, but I will not let you down. Delivering this Morning Connection podcast, next 2 days are going to be a challenge as I'm on the road. I got to take some of my equipment with me and produce for you Thursday and Friday before I come home on Saturday. And so I had to get these orders out before I left, right? And I had my nephew along with me. We really teamed up, really did a great job. And it made me feel good as I was doing this, is that these are times he's going to remember with his uncle. You know, this job, this business, he sees, you know, what my vision and my years as a bodybuilder have created. And thank you so much for your support. I just want to tell you that. I know I say that a lot. I can't say it to you enough. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you not so much for me. Thank you that at 20 years old, my nephew can see what hard work, there we go, and also a certain level of execution. You know, he can learn about business and dreams and creating the life that he wants. And this is something that, you know, he'll remember for a long time, especially, you know, he's got 20-year-old buddies who they are into working out and building muscle. And, of course, they've heard of bodybuilding.com. And so he gets to work and ship it out to their 5 warehouses around the country. So it was a cool moment to share with him, knowing the impact. But we were a great team, and that's great. And there's things I was talking to him late last night about how he's going to assist me when I was gone. Right? We were working as a team. It was a good moment. The cool moment, and the next question that I'm going to ask you is, what was that moment yesterday when he said life was pretty darn cool? You know, for me, it was because he's 20 years old. It reminds me back when I worked at the grocery store at 19 years old, and you know, he had the pallet jack, right? You know, that's where you get all this merch and, you know, all these boxes, and they're shipped out. You put them on this wooden pallet, you know, maybe you are familiar with that. And you have to work this piece of machinery, and seeing him work it for the first time, right? It brought me back many years ago when I was 19 years old, and I had my mentors helping me figure all that out. To me, that was a totally cool moment. What was that cool moment for you? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that vision, that dream, that thing, that feeling that you really want. Not just working hard, that, you know, working toward those results that you really want. That's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up the manner that we talk about in this Morning Connection podcast. All right. It's going to take you months, if not years, to make that happen. Think about that. just for 3 seconds. 3 seconds every single day, and make it more clear in your mind. All right? Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? This is something to ask yourself. Is it really helping you get to those results that you really want? And what are those results that you really want? Hey, thank you for joining me during this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.